Hello, it is Tuesday, January 17th, 2023, and here are our readings from our daily reading plan, Knowing Him. As we together as a family of families through God's Word seek to know Him more and more so we can make Him known all the more. To do this today, we'll be reading Psalm 11, 1 through 7, 1 Chronicles 14, 8 to 15, 29, and Acts 13, 21 through 33. We're going to start today with Psalm 11, 1 through 7. In the Lord I take refuge. How can you say to my soul, flee like a bird to your mountain? For behold, the wicked bend the bow. They have fitted their arrow to the string, to shoot in the dark at the upright in heart. If the foundations are destroyed, what can the righteous do? The Lord is in his holy temple. The Lord's throne is in heaven. His eyes see, his eyelids test the children of man. The Lord tests the righteous, but his soul hates the wicked and the one who loves violence. Let him bring coals on the wicked, fire and sulfur, and a scorning wind shall be the portion of their cup. For the Lord is righteous. He loves righteous deeds. The upright shall behold his face. 1 Chronicles 14:8 to 15:29. When the Philistines heard that David had been anointed king over all Israel, all the Philistines went up to search for David, but David heard of it and went out against them. Now the Philistines had come and made a raid in the valley of Rephaim. And David inquired of God, "Shall I go up against the Philistines? Will you give them into my hand?" And the Lord said to him, "Go up, and I will give them into your hand." And he went up to Baal-perazim, and David struck them down there. And David said, "God has broken through my enemies by my hand like a bursting flood." Therefore the name of that place is called Baal-perazim. And they left their gods there, and David gave command, and they were burned. And the Philistines yet again made a raid in the valley. And when David again inquired of God, God said to him, "You shall not go up after them. Go around and come against them opposite the balsam trees. And when you hear the sound of marching in the tops of the balsam trees, then go out to battle. For God has gone out before you to strike down the army of the Philistines." And David did as God commanded him, and they struck down the Philistine army from Gibeon to Gezer. And the fame of David went out into all lands, and the Lord brought the fear of him upon all nations. David built houses for himself in the city of David. And he prepared a place for the ark of God and pitched a tent for it. Then David said that no one but the Levites may carry the ark of God, for the Lord had chosen them to carry the ark of the Lord and to minister to him forever. And David assembled all Israel at Jerusalem to bring up the ark of the Lord to its place, which he had prepared for it. And David gathered together the sons of Aaron, and the Levites of the sons of Kohath, Uriel the chief, with 120 of his brothers, of the sons of Merari, Uzziah the chief, with 200 of his brothers, of the sons of Gershom, Joel the chief, with 130 of his brothers, of the sons of Elisaphan, Shemaiah the chief, with 200 of his brothers, of the sons of Hebron, Eliel the chief, with 80 of his brothers, of the sons of Uzziel, Abimadab the chief, with 112 of his brothers. Then David summoned the priests Zadok and Abathar, and the Levites Uriel, Ahaziah, Joel, Shemaiah, Eli, and Abimadab, and said to them, "You are the heads of the fathers' houses of the Levites. Consecrate yourself, you and your brothers, so that you may bring up the ark of the Lord, the God of Israel, to the place that I have prepared for it, because you did not carry it the first time. The Lord our God broke out against us because we did not seek him according to the rule." So the priest and the Levites consecrated themselves to bring up the Ark of the Lord, the God of Israel. And the Levites carried the Ark of God on their shoulders with the poles, as Moses had commanded according to the word of the Lord. David also commanded the chiefs of the Levites to appoint their brothers as the singers, who should play loudly on musical instruments, on harps and lyres and cymbals, to raise sounds of joy. So the Levites appointed Heman, the son of Joel, and of his brothers Asaph, the son of Beruchai, and of the sons of Merari, their brothers Ethan, the son of Cushai, and with them their brothers of the second order, Zechariah, Jeziel, Sheremermoth, Jahiel, Uni, Elab, Benaniah, Basai, Mattathai, Eliphelehu, and Micanai, and the gatekeepers, Obed-Edom and Jael. The singers, Heman, Asaph, and Ethan, were to sound bronze cymbals, Zechariah, Aziel, Sheremoth, Jahiel, Uni, Elab, Masai, and Benaniah were to play harps according to Alamoth. But Mattathiah, Eliphelehu, Micanai, Obed-Edom, Jael, and Azaziah were to lead with lyres according to the Sheminith. Chenani, leader of the Levites in music, should direct the music, for he understood it. Barachai and Elkanah were to be gatekeepers for the ark. Shebani, Jehoshaphat, Nathanael, Amazai, Zechariah, Benaniah, and Eleazar the priest should blow the trumpets before the ark of God. Obed-Edom and Jehiah were the gatekeepers for the ark. So David and the elders of Israel and the commanders of thousands went to bring up the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord from the house of Obed-Edom with rejoicing. And because God helped the Levites who were carrying the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord, they sacrificed 7 bulls and 7 rams. David was clothed with a robe of fine linen, as also were all the Levites who were carrying the Ark, and the singers. And Chenani, the leader of the music of the singers, and David wore a linen ephod. So all Israel brought up the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord with shouting to the sound of the horn, trumpets, and cymbals, and made loud music on harps and lyres. And as the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord came to the city of David, Michal, the daughter of Saul, looked out of the window and saw the king dancing and celebrating, and she despised him in her heart. Acts 13:21-33. Then they asked for a king, and God gave them Saul, the son of Kish, a man of the tribe of Benjamin, for 40 years. And when he had removed him, he raised up David to be their king, of whom he testified and said, I have found in David, the son of Jesse, a man after my heart, who will do all my will. Of this man's offspring, God has brought to Israel a Savior, Jesus, as he promised. Before his coming, John had proclaimed a baptism of repentance to all the people of Israel. And as John was finishing his course, he said, What do you suppose that I am? I am not he. No, but behold, after me one is coming, the sandals of whose feet I am not worthy to untie. Brothers, sons of the family of Abraham, and those among you who fear God, to us has been sent the message of this salvation for those who live in Jerusalem and their rulers, because they did not recognize him nor understand the utterance of the prophets, which are read every Sabbath, fulfilled them by condemning him. And though they found in him no guilt worthy of death, they asked Pilate to have him executed. And when they had carried out all that was written of him, they took him down from the tree and laid him in a tomb, but God raised him from the dead, and for many days he appeared to those who had come up with him from Galilee to Jerusalem, who are now his witnesses to the people. And we bring you the good news that what God promised to the fathers, this he has fulfilled to us, their children, by raising Jesus. As also it is written in the second psalm, you are my son, today I have begotten you. This is the word of the Lord. The grass withers and the flowers fade, but the word of the Lord remains forever. Amen.